In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. Good day. The Lord is with you. He gave his life for you. He shed his blood for you. He's got plans for you. Today I'm looking at scriptures that I really love. And I'm going to try to explain them to you and to me. We start with John 17. Jesus said, "Take courage, I have overcome and conquered the world." John 17, after Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come." What hour? The hour of crucifixion. The hour of glorification on the cross. "Glorify your Son, so that your Son may glorify you." Jesus glorifies the Father. We are called to glorify Jesus and to glorify the Father. "Since you have given him authority over all people," Jesus has authority over the believers and the unbelievers. That's what the scripture says. "To give eternal life to all whom you have given him." If you have eternal life through baptism and faith, the Father gave you to Jesus. You're the gift from the Father. Imagine. Imagine you and I are the gift from God the Father to Jesus Christ. "And this is eternal life, that they may know you," not know about, but know, "that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Eternal life is knowing the Father and knowing the Son. Oh, yes. Do you know the Son? Do you hear his voice? Do you know he has plans for you? Do you love him? Do you love the Father? Oh, yes. Yes. God the Father gave you to Jesus. "I glorified you on the earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do." And that work will be done on the cross when he draws all men unto himself. "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. So now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed." Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of God had been glorified by the Father from all eternity, from all eternity, from all eternity. "I have made your name known to those you gave me from the world." Have you made known the name of the Father? Have I made known the name of the Father? Have I made known the name of Jesus? You see, this is something that we can do. Something that we can do through our witness. "They were yours, and you gave them to me." Again, the people that the Father gave to Jesus belonged to the Father, and they were a gift to Jesus Christ. "And they have kept your word." Oh, yes. We need to keep the word of God and hide it in our hearts. "Now they know that everything you have given me is from you." The disciples know that everything you have given Jesus is from the Father. From the Father. "For the words that you gave me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you." God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in the Son may have eternal life. Hallelujah. God sent the Son to give us eternal life. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you have given me, because they are yours. Do you hear that today? You are the Father's. You belong to God. You, God gave to Jesus. You are the gift of God. I don't know how you feel today with all this stuff that we're undergoing, all this persecution, but I tell you, you are the gift of the Father to the Son. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. The Lord is glorified in the apostles. The Lord is glorified in you through the witness he's given you to speak to people. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. He sees himself crucified. I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and they're coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. Protect us in the name of Jesus, the wonderful Son of the Father. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, that's Judas, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. On the night before Jesus died, he had joy. And he says that we would have the joy of Jesus as he's coming to the Father, as he was crucified, buried, and resurrected, and gone to the Father. I tell you, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world. I don't belong to the world. The world is the place where I preach the gospel. You don't belong to the world. The world is something you were called out of to give, to be given to Jesus. I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I am asking you to protect them from the evil one. Oh yes, protect us from Satan by the power of the cross, by the power of the blood. They do not belong to the world. Isn't that something? I don't belong to the world. You don't belong to the world. They do not belong to the world. You were called out of the world as a gift from the Father to the Son. As I do not belong to the world, Jesus doesn't belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. You want to know what truth is? Read the scriptures. Your word is truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I send them into the world. He sends us into the world to do what? To preach, to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for our sins, that he was buried and rose from the dead. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth on the cross. On the cross. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word. That's you. He prays not only for the apostles, but for you and for me, who have been called out of the world, who have given our lives to Jesus. And we have come to know God through the Word of God, that God gave the apostles, that they may all be one. Oh, we are not one. We are not one. We are divided as Catholics. We are divided between Catholics and non-Catholics. His goal is that we be one, at least in His Word. One as You, Father, are in Me, and I am in You, may they also be one in us, so that the world may believe that You sent Me. How does the world believe that the Father sent Jesus? By our oneness. By our oneness. Oneness with God. Oneness with each other. And we don't have that. The glory that You have given Me, I have given them. He gives us the glory. Imagine. Imagine on the night before He dies, He says, the glory You have given to Me, I have given to them, so that they may be one as We are one, I in them and You in Me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that You have sent Me. How's the world going to know that the Father sent Jesus? By our oneness, by the glory He has put upon us. That You have sent Me, and You have loved them, even as You have loved Me. The Father loves you the way He loves Jesus. Imagine, the Father loves me the way He loves Jesus. Imagine, it's too good to be true, but it's true. It's very true. Yes, the Father loves me the way He loved His Son, and the way He loves His Son. Father, I desire that those also whom You have given Me may be with Me where I am. Yes, in heaven. We already are seated in heavenly places to see My glory, which You have given Me because You loved Me before the foundation of the world. God loved the Son of God from all eternity. Righteous Father, the world does not know You, that's for sure. But I know You, and these know that You have sent Me. Do You know that the Father sent Jesus? I know. I know. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him might not perish, but have eternal life. I made Your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which You have loved Me may be in them, and I in them. Oh yes, the love that the Father has for Jesus is the same love that He has for you. Do you know that today? This is amazing. This is amazing. We cannot merit this. This is a gift from God. He said, I not only pray for the apostles, but I pray for those who will hear their word and give their lives to Jesus. The Father prays for us. The Son prays for us. Imagine, I'm looking at Psalm 40 now. I waited patiently for the Lord. Maybe you're waiting for the Lord to do something. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. Do you know that God hears your cry? That He puts your tears in a vessel? Do you know that God hears you? You say, I don't feel it. Whether you feel it or not, the Bible says God hears you, has inclined His ear to you. He drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog. That's my scripture. He said to me, you can be in the deepest mud hole, but I'll always be there to pull you out because I'm your loving Father. And He set my feet upon a rock, upon Jesus, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In whom will I trust? Praise the name of Jesus. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. This is my scripture. God has used me by the grace of God, that many who have seen me have, are now trusting in the Lord. Many who have heard me on the radio are now trusting in the Lord. Happy are those who make the Lord their trust, who do not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after false gods. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. He's multiplied his miracles for us. Oh yes, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Do you know that he's given us his miracles? He has shown us that you shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. None can compare with you. Were I to proclaim and tell of them, they would be no more than to be counted. In other words, if I told you all the things about the Father, you wouldn't be able to count them. If I showed you all the miracles the Father has done, you wouldn't be able to be counted. Sacrifice and offerings you do not desire, but you have given me an open ear. Have you given the Father and the Son an open ear? Ah, open my ear. I remember Father Jim O'Driscoll. He had a dream of St. Catherine of Siena or Teresa of Avila, and what they had in common was a big ear, because they were listening to God. Sacrifice and offerings you do not desire, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you have not required. Then said I, here I am in the scroll of the book. It is written of me, I delight to do your will, my God. Oh yes, do you delight to do the will of the Father? Do you delight to will of the Father and Jesus? That's when the fruit is coming, when we delight in the will of God. Not my will, but the will of God. I have told the good news of deliverance in the great congregation. See, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden from your saving help within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. Faithful God, faithful God, faithful God, faithful God, and of your salvation. Oh yes, salvation comes through Jesus Christ. There is no other name in heaven by which we are to be saved but the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? Do you know that today? Do not, O Lord, withhold your mercy from me. He doesn't. Let your steadfast love and your faithfulness keep me safe forever. Well, you have his steadfast love. You have his faithfulness. May they keep you forever. For evils have encompassed me without number. My iniquities have overtaken me until I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails me. But you know what? God delivers us from these things through the blood of Jesus. So be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let all those be put to shame and confusion who seek to snatch my life. Oh yes, may they be put into confusion who seek to snatch my life. Let those be turned back and brought to dishonor. Let those be appalled because of their shame. Who, say I, aha, aha, but may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, great is the Lord. Hallelujah. Great is the Lord. Do you know that today? The Lord is great, and he has plans for you. Great is the Lord. All those who know and love your salvation will continually say, great is the Lord. As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. You are my help, and you are my deliverer. You are my help, and you are my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. Do not delay, O my God. I tell you, we have a wonderful God, the God who created the whole world through speaking his word, the God who gave up his son on the cross so that you might go to heaven and you might be have him on the earth. He says, I don't only pray for the apostles, I pray for those whom you gave out of the world that would hear the word through them. Oh yes, we have apostolic words that come to us from John's gospel. I'm looking at Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Are you being tormented? It's not God's will. Are you being fearful? It's not God's will. There is now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus? He gave Jesus you and me. Oh yes, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit does not condemn. He convicts us of sin so that we can repent. Okay, we'll do that tomorrow. I want you to know that the Word of God is truth. I want you to know that God has plans for your life. I want you to know that you have been called from the world into the kingdom of God. I want you to know that Jesus prays for you today, as well as for me today. He says, I do not pray for the world, but I pray for those whom you have called from the world. I pray for those whom you have called from the world. Do you know that today? Do you know that if you're waiting for the Lord, he hears your voice, and he hears you, and he's going to come and take your feet out of the miry clay, and he's going to put a new song in your mouth. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my deliverer. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh yes, praise the holy name of Jesus Christ, true God and true man. He is the Father's only Son, and he gives us joy. I want that joy, Lord. I need that joy that you promised to give us on the night before you died. I need that joy. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. People say she's not the Mother of God. She's the Mother of Jesus, who is God. She's the Mother of God. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord Jesus is praying for you today. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.